Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow. That makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's the sixth day in the month of March 2025. It's a beautiful Thursday and the Lord is here. The Lord is here with us in the studio. The Lord is good and kind. The Lord is faithful. He's rich in mercy. He's rich in grace. The Lord has been faithful, true and true. So I want us to take a second of our time to appreciate the King of Glory, the one who has made today possible. Unto you, immortal, invisible Lord, we want to say thank you. Accept our thanks this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. If this is the first time of joining us, I wonder what you're listening to. This is the Open Heaven Hour and it's that time of the day where we get to learn here and share the word of God. The Lord is here with us in the studio. He wants to speak and we are ready to listen because every word that comes out from the studio this morning is directed to every facet of our life and it is personalized to individual situations. If you've been very frequent on the show, then you know what time it is as well. It's time to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell every single person. Now it is time for our devotion. So I want you to grab your mobile devices and share this link. Let this link get to the right people. There might just be somebody out there or some persons out there that needs this message. Be a channel of blessing this morning and watch the Lord bless you. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, we'll be looking at a topic that says, God in you. God in you. I'm for today is taken from Hymn 9 from our manual. Hymn 9, what can wash away my stain? What can wash away my stain? Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Joshua chapter 5 to chapter 7. Joshua from chapter 5 to chapter 7. Our memory verse is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 31. 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 31, which says, for if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 31. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. Our Bible reading is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 11 from verse 23 to 34. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. From verse 23 to 34, are you with your Bibles this morning? From verse 23, it reads, for I have received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take it. This is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord is an unworthy. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord is an unworthy in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world. Therefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, wait for one another. But if anyone is hungry, let him eat at home, lest you come together for judgment. And the rest I will set in order when I come. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our manual today reads, when you partake of the Holy Communion, you are eating Jesus' body and drinking his blood. As we read in today's Bible reading, you are not just touching his body and blood, you are ingesting him. And you can boldly say to anyone, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I could see in 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. When I was an interpreter for my Father in the Lord, I usually looked forward to Holy Communion services. Then we partook of the Holy Communion once every year, and I was always excited because I knew that the spiritual battery would be recharged. Papa would be preaching. I would be interpreting, thinking to myself, Papa, please hurry up so we can get to the communion. By the time we finally got around to drinking the wine, I usually had to control myself from dropping the cup because I would be shaking from head to toe. I cherished partaking of the Holy Communion so much because I always experience a new infilling of the Holy Spirit every time I drink the wine. The Holy Communion is not an ordinary meal. The moment God's minister blesses the bread and the wine using the words of Jesus Christ in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 from verse 24 to 26, they become sacred. The wine is the communion. In the communion represents the blood of Jesus, and this blood cleanses from all sin. The blood also causes every evil to pass over us, as it did with the Israelites on the night the destroyer killed all the firstborns in Egypt. I could see in Exodus chapter 12, from verse 21 to 30. This means that the blood of Jesus protects us and grants us victory over the enemy. Next, we see in Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. This is why those who drink it unworthily in sin may fall sick and die. Like we see in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 from verse 27 to 30. Those who drink it worthily experience a resurrection power from within, producing healing, deliverance, intimacy with God, and more. When you take the Holy Communion, you have come to dine at the table of the King of Kings, and it is important that you do not have anything that will mark you as an enemy of the King as you approach his table. Ensure that you examine yourself and get rid of anything that would expose you to the wrath of the King. Get rid of sin, doubt, and everything that would not allow the power of Christ's body and blood to manifest in your life. Today's Open Heaven comes with an action point that says, let go of everything that will not allow the power of God in the Holy Communion to manifest in your life. Let go of everything that will not allow the power of God in the Holy Communion to manifest in your life. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you, and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, You can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to, download, or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. And it's available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store and Apple Store. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for you throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye-bye.